I don't want to smash this young man, okay? But this is the thing about Brad Hill, okay?
Ooh, gee, is he at the front of everyone?
Yeah, because there's an expectation that he's going to be a lot better than what he is at the moment. And watching him last night, you cannot have a – if you are preaching to your team that they need to be competitive, they need to pressure, they need to work defensively in all areas of the game, and everyone has to buy in, I can't see how you can then allow one player to go out there and not compete in all those areas of the game. They are fundamental and they are basic to the game of playing modern-day AFL football. For some reason, he feels – that he doesn't need to compete and his only job out there is to get on the outside and receive and running and run. You can't do that in modern day football. That person doesn't exist in any other team in the competition.
But are you going to try and make someone something that they're not?
You have to.
No, I don't think you can, Tim.
You have to. No. You still have to compete. When you're close enough to the ball, you look at every one of those Richmond players, okay? They don't play anybody that won't compete.
Yeah.
It's one of the number one traits of that team. You have to compete. When you're near the ball, you have to participate in the act, if we don't have the ball, of helping us win it back.
I agree with that.
And you can't go out there and have a player that's not doing that.
The messaging around Brad Hill for a long time from the club that he's played at is that, hey, we get the ball and we'll give it to Brad Hill and that's when he'll do his damage for us.
That's
right. So if you keep enforcing that message to someone, then maybe you're diluting the willingness to go in and get your own footy.
What does that say to the rest of your teammates, though?
Well, they're saying we accept that everyone's different and we've got to have a balance of inside and outside.
Yeah, no, but you can have the outside run. Like McIntosh has got the outside run. I'll go to all those players in the competition that are wingers and outside runners. But at some point of time, you've got to participate in the other stages of the game.
I don't disagree with you. I'm just trying to...
No, I'm not saying he was the only problem they had last night, but he was symptomatic of the problems that they had last night.
Yeah, and look, from the messaging I'm seeing and what I've read in the articles and everything else, that he's going to be the poster boy. There's a bloke called Jack Billings that might want to just also sidle up alongside Brad Hill and say, listen, Brad, I'll take some of this blame as well. This is a kid who's been around for a long time, high-quality player for a long, long time, and his output doesn't match his talent.
Okay, so do you say you're Brett Ratten, okay, and do you look at all those blokes that just didn't compete last night, and just to make a point, do you drop one of them on that performance?
Well, you might drop three.
You got to get tough, though, don't you?
Yeah, but I mean, everyone gets tough. Look, everyone after the performances, and I think Brett Ratten's already said he's not dropping Brad Hill. Let's have a listen to what he's got to say here.
No, we won't drop Brad Hill. It was a five-day turnaround. He didn't perform to the level that he can. He played well last week. We need to back him in, and he needs to get going too. That's like all of them. It's the same as Caulfield, the same conversation I had with him this week. He needs to get going because we can't keep giving games. But Hill's had some okay performances. You know, the GWS game, he didn't get a heap of the ball, but what he did with the ball was brilliant in really wet conditions. And then, you know, last week he played pretty well. So I think everybody's just putting the spotlight on him, but there's a few others as well.
So he's not going to get drop, so then I'm not sure who will on the basis of that. Nathan Buckley probably wanted to drop half his team after they got beaten by the undermanned Giants, but when reality came around, he dropped Mason Cox.
Yeah, but, you know, like, I'm having a crack at Rats, but it's handy for him to pluck out that one performance last week for Brad Hill in a host of other performances where I think, you know, a lot of St Kilda people would say that he hasn't competed in those areas. And sometimes you just have to modify your game depending on the circumstances.
Mm.
In that game, maybe you can get away with doing what he did and running and receiving and that type of thing. But then there comes another time in a game where it's you that actually has to stand up and compete and provide some. I'm not asking him to be an inside beast and an animal like Cripps or one of those guys.
No, no one's saying that.
I'm just asking him. I started watching him around the contest, and there were times where he just thought his job was to stay on the outside of the contest and not participate in trying to win the ball in any way.